White. Late September, 1859. Dear little Willie, we want to see you very much, but it is 8 weeks yet before we shall return home. A long time to be away from my children. In the last box we sent to Battle Creek were some little trinkets for you and a little box of candy. You must eat it only when Jenny, Fraser, thinks it is best. Eat a very little at a time. We hope you are a good boy. We believe you are, and that you will make Jenny happy, for you know she will be so lonely when we are to be gone so long. Jenny loves you very much, and you must please her. You must not get angry, but remember the Lord could not love you if you should be naughty. Jenny says you are a good boy, and this made us feel very glad. I suppose you visit Grandpa and Grandma every day and have a good time talking to them. I must tell you something I saw in the cars. A wealthy gentleman took a little box from his pocket and wound it up like a watch. At the top of the box was a glass door, and open flew this little door, and a little tiny bit of a bird with fine downy feathers popped up. And then, forth from the box, came a most beautiful song such as canaries sing. And the little feathers would move on the little bird, and it would twirl its pretty little head this way and that, flop its little wings, move its tail, and fly about, and act just as pretty as though the noise come from its tiny little throat. After the song was sung, down popped the little bird into the box, and down went the cover, and the man put the box into his pocket again. This little bird was artificial, made to look just like a little bird. We asked the man what it cost. He said, $200. A great price. Willie, goodbye. Be a good little boy, and I will write again soon. In love, from your mother.